I'm Lisa Epstein. I'm 19. I live in Amherst, Massachusetts. I'm a student at UMass, and I'm from New Jersey. I think the issue of cyberbullying caused me to have the question of, were my friends really my friends? Because the fact that their identities were concealed and they had no idea who it was. I mean, I can recall being IM'd, instant messaged a few times from random screen names of people I didn't know. I'm assuming whoever it was that wanted to tease me had just made up a random screen name. Saying stupid things like, you're stupid, you're fat, things like that. And then I kind of had to question, you know, well, who doesn't like me? Because I didn't know who it was. And I'd ask a lot, you know, like, who are you? And they obviously wouldn't tell. And so I had to assume, you know, is it my friend? Like, who is my friend? Who is not my friend? And it was kind of an uncomfortable ordeal, and it was never, you know, you never knew who it was in the end. I think people, it's much easier to let loose and be an asshole without the people knowing who you are. It wasn't as bad as being made fun of in real life could have been. Like, it was, you know, because I didn't know who it was, so it was just random kind of name-calling. I think the issue of cyberbullying caused me to have the question of, were my friends really my friends? Because the fact that their identities were concealed and they had no idea who it was, who would want to say these things to me? So it would make me question if my friends were mad at me, if my friends were my friends, if, you know, how people really felt. Because I had no idea who it was. And if someone openly had a problem with me, I'd assume they would just, it would be more apparent in real life. And I think everybody is the bully at some point in their life. It's not necessarily online. And everybody's also bullied at some point. And I think when you grow out of that age, you kind of realize how pointless it is. But at the age, it's a big deal. Like, kind of bullying defines your social standing, if you can be bullied around or not. If you're being mean to someone in real life and they make fun of you back to you, they're mean back, it's hurtful because it's direct and it's personal and it's, you know, you're standing there and it hurts. But if it's on the internet and you're bullying someone and they say something back to you, you can easily disregard it because it's not personal. They don't know who you are. They can't offend you because they're not talking about you. They're just trying to give a comeback. So you're still, if it's on the internet, it's kind of like you have more power. You're in much more control. It's kind of like a big shield.